For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2022 February Zoom meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Merrill Miller, director of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is Saturday evening, February the 12th, 2022. First speaker is Jean Williams. She is teaching on What God is Saying in 2022.
Good evening, everyone. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We welcome you on to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. It's a blessing to be here this evening. We welcome you on, Kerna and Jean, and they'll be ministering tonight. Amen. We welcome you all on behalf of Brother Merle, Sister Barbara, and all the staff at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. It is an honor and it is a blessing to be here, and we thank God for it. Thank God for all the ministry that went on this morning and all weekend long. God has been so good and so kind. And if any of you would like copies of the messages, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp will provide those. You can contact them directly if you'd like to do that, or go to the website, LHBCOnline.com. They make all of the messages available, praise the Lord. But if you'd like your own personal CDs or DVDs, contact Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Go to the website there, and you can call in as well, and they'll be more than happy to accommodate you and make sure that you get what you want, okay? We thank God for it. Father, we thank you tonight for this time, Father. We just come to you now. I thank you, Father, for your precious men and women of God. And Lord, we thank you for everything that you've already done. We ask, Lord, that you just come in tonight and minister by the power of God. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've already done for us. Now, Lord, we ask that you have your way. Let your perfect, complete, and whole will be done. Be with our precious speakers tonight. Lord God, bless and minister through them and to them, Father, and to us, oh God. We come to receive your word, and we just thank you. We praise you, God, for a great outpouring tonight, that you would minister, Father God, as only yes. you can. Oh God, we give yes. this over to you tonight. We thank you, Father, for your anointing. We thank you for your presence.
Yes.
We thank you for liberty and freedom. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing
tonight.
Oh God. Truly our cups are up tonight to receive from you, O Lord. Yes. We love you. We appreciate you, Father, for who you are. O God, now you have your way tonight. In Jesus' mighty, wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good to see everybody tonight. I'm going to go ahead and get right into some prayer. I'm going to go right into what God has given me for tonight. Amen. I take authority over every demon spirit that has been assigned to this Zoom tonight. And I ask the Holy Spirit to dispatch his old holy angels, Lord God, to come and do battle with us tonight. Now, Lord, I step aside, Lord God, for you can come in, Lord God, and do whatever you want to do tonight. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you touch each and every one that is here tonight, that you'll open up their eyes and their ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to them. Now, Lord, we bless you, we honor you, we glorify you, and again, thank you for another night in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited about what God has for you tonight. This is straight from a prophetic word from the Holy Spirit. I had been praying and asking God, what do he want me to bring for this Zoom? Because I want to make sure that his people are impacted and they're getting something out of this. So God spoke to me prophetically. He was speaking so much to her. When I was typing, I missed some stuff that he was saying, but I got as much as I can down to talk to you tonight. But my title to you tonight is What God is Saying in 2022. what God is saying in 2022. And I know he spoke to me and he want me to share this with you. It has blessed me and I hope it bless you tonight. This word that God gave me came through a dream as well. I was praying, sitting, having my time with the Lord, asking God what he want me to bring. He came to me in a dream and he gave me the numbers 22 and 8. So write those two numbers down because I'm going to give you the meaning of what he said and I'm going to take you to some scriptures. That was number 22 and number 8. I began to research the numbers. As I was studying, revelation from God began to flow out of my belly. I told my husband, give me a minute because God was speaking. And as he was speaking, I was typing and I was listening and I was hearing what he has to say. So I'm going to release this prophetic word, what God was speaking to me, to you tonight. And this is what God spoke. The body of Christ are being purified in this new season. And a shifting is taking place. Those of you who desire not to change, but stay in that old way of thinking, will not be able to cross the Jordan River. I am doing a new thing in this season, and my glory will be known to those that seek me and stay in my covenant. The light is about to shine on those who have caused my children to go astray and teach ideology of their own belief. My hand will begin to shake those to the very core and cause an uprising among those who clutter together and scheme up doctrine to fit their own beliefs. I am coming in like a whirlwind, and you will know that I am God. I have warned many of you, but you turn a deaf ear to my instructions. You choose to go the way of the world and connect yourself with isms and schisms that sounds good to fit your standards. Those of you who seek to follow my ways and continues in righteousness will see my hand upon them, and I will show myself mightily in this season. And as he was speaking, he gave me revelation, the 22nd chapter, verse 11. Write this scripture down because it really blessed me. That's Revelation, the 22nd chapter, verse 11. And it says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. I believe this scripture is speaking loudly to those who continue to refuse to follow the ways of God and reject his ways by not repenting from their ways will see the wrath of God. He has given us a choice in Revelation 22. We have a choice. You can be filthy or you can be holy. You have a choice which one you choose. Also, it speaks about the righteous and let them be holy, meaning you continue in the ways of God, you will reap the harvest that is being released in this season. As you continue to walk in holiness, saints of God, there is a clarity call to walk in the ways of God and to know him in a mostly excellent way. The time is now that we begin to do this. As I begin to read over the prophetic word God gave me, Jordan River kept pressing through. It kept pressing on my heart, Jordan River. And I spoke to the Lord and I said, Lord, what do you mean about the Jordan River? What are you saying? What are you speaking to your people? What are you saying? And here is what he said. I began to ask the Lord why Jordan River keeps standing out in this prophecy. This is what I received. Jordan River signifies a turning point on the way to freedom. The waters of the Jordan represent freedom from oppression, breakthrough, and deliverance. Let me say that again. Jordan River signifies a turning point on the way to freedom. The waters of the Jordan represent freedom from oppression, breakthrough, and deliverance. It also signifies freedom that comes after a long season of adversity and waiting. And we all know for the last 2 years, we have experienced adversities with the COVID-19 and have been waiting for freedom to come. And I believe the Holy Spirit is saying, your wait is not too far away. Freedom is about to come to God's people. God is about to free his people from all these oppression that have oppressed them over the past 2 years. Breakthrough and deliverance will begin to take place as you submit yourself to him. He sees your tears, thanks to God, your disappointments, your fears, your anticipations, and he knows what you are going through today. And help is on the way if you faint not. I know that it's been difficult times. It's been hard times. It's been a lot of things going on in our lives. Look like things will not change. Look like children have scattered all over the place. But God say the time is coming. Freedom is coming. You get ready to cross the Jordan River. Yes. That's the place of freedom where God wants you to walk into. God knows what we have been going through, saints of God. So don't faint not. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, verse 18 through 20. That's Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 18 through 20. It talks about the Israelites were reaching the last leg of their journey through the wilderness en route to the promised land. And some of us feel that way right now today. The miracle of crossing the Jordan River was a major turning point for Israel. This was the turning point from slavery to freedom. So now we have felt like we've been in slavery. We have been told what to do, what not to do, when we can go and when we cannot go. But God said freedom is coming to his people. So get ready, because you're getting ready to cross the Jordan River. And one thing about my God, he don't say nothing and he don't speak nothing that he don't mean. And he will manifest his glory in the midst of this. And we will see freedom coming to us if you believe and don't faint not. I believe God is saying to you, it's time to come out of slavery into freedom. You have wandered around long searching for answers within someone else, when the answer lies within him. It is time to trust my leading, and I trust that you will deliver you out of the hands of the enemy. God saying, I will deliver you out of the hands of the enemy. Many of you said this year, you made promises, you made New Year's resolutions. These New Year's resolutions have been going on from year after year after year, and no one has stayed to the course. But I believe the Lord is saying tonight to you, many of you have said this year, I am making a change. I plan to do this, and I plan to do that. I no longer want to stay in the shape I was in last year.
Yes.
Many of you was in some difficult situations last year. And you say, this year, I don't want to bring these same old baggages into the new year. Many of you are in the valley of decision. You don't know, should I move or should I stay? Should I have taken this task? Should I have denied this task? Did I make the right decision? But the Lord is saying, if you begin to listen to me, you begin to pray and spend time with me, I will show you, I will give you the answer that you desperately seeking and looking for. I hear a lot of you saying, I am moving those people who has hindered me along the way and trusting God for new relationships. We're in a time and we're in a season where relationships is going to begin to fall off. And if you try to hold on to those relationships, you're going to find yourself in some difficult situations. Because when it's time to release those people, you got to let them go. Many of you have held on to relationships And those relationships has been ended a long time ago, but you keep trying to get something out of it. And the brook Cherie have dried up. You keep trying to get something from it. And God is saying, your time is up. It's time for you to move forward and come out of there. So it's time to come out of darkness to the marvelous light. And it's time for you to know that you know that you know that God is with you. And if those people have left you along the way, then it was time for them to go. And it's not for you to go back and try to plead them to come back. Because as you begin to try to plead them to come back, you're going to bring many of you saying, I need directions in relocating. Many of you wants to relocate, but you're confused. You don't know what to do. Should I do this or should I do that? Many of you, like myself, have children. The children have gone astray. The children are doing anything that they're big enough and bad enough to do. They're not listening to you. They don't think you know anything. You are tired. You have given them up. But God said, I have not given them up. Because what they are going through is their ministry that I'm going to take them through when that time comes. So we have to pray them through. This is not the time for you to throw in the towel with your children. Because your children right now is going through a process. But you're going to have to pray them through. Pray those children through. If you're like me, mine has taken me through so many things, but I still love him. I'm still praying through because the promise that God has told me about my child, I know it will come to pass. So I'm saying to you tonight, saints of God, don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your marriage. Some of you are going through right now. I don't know what is happening. You are saying, look like my marriage is on the edge of a divorce and I don't know what to do. I don't know where I'm going to go. I tell you tonight, trust the Lord. The Lord sees everything and he knows everything, but you have to trust him through the process. Amen. Again, I know that divorces is on the rise. This has been a time where a lot of separation has been going on. I'm getting a lot of calls from people hurting in marriages. They're hurting all around. And there's so many calls that I can't hardly take as many as I get, because so many people are struggling and don't know what to do. And all they want is a listening ear, somebody to say it's going to be okay. So we're in this season and time that things are getting harder, but God is getting ready to bring freedom. Right now, this very moment, you are saying, I no longer want to continue to go around in circles like the Israelites. I want freedom. Freedom is coming. Freedom is here. We often find ourselves in a state of crossing and transition after times of being stuck in a wilderness. And these times that we're living in right now truly have felt like a wilderness experience. It's truly have felt like a wilderness experience. So now I want to take you to what God was saying about number 22. So let's talk about number 22. Now that God is about to cross us over to the Jordan River and give us some freedom. Let's see what he was talking about with number 22, because these two numbers that he gave me specifically that he wanted me to study, that he wanted me to give to you, because this is for the saints. Amen. The number 22 means chaos and disorder. So we have a lot of chaos and disorder that is going on. It's going on around the world from the White House to from everywhere. So we got a lot of chaos, but in the midst of chaos, freedom is coming. We got a lot of disorder, but in the midst of disorder, freedom is coming. We are living in a time where there is so much chaos and disorder, and I believe God is saying, even during chaos and disorder, I am still God. I am still God. A lot of things are being exposed for righteousness can take place. So don't be dismayed about what you see or what you hear, because I believe God is saying, I'm causing my people to draw near to me, even in the midst of chaos. Many will hearken to my word, and there will be many who will submit to the ways of the world, but those that follow me will reap the harvest and the benefits of submission. Yes. Let me say that again. A lot of things are being exposed for righteousness can take place. Don't be dismayed about what you see or what you hear. God say, I am causing my people to draw near to me, even in the midst of chaos. Many will hearken unto my word, and there will be many who will submit to the ways of the world, but those that follow me will reap the harvest and benefits of submission. Then he gave me Isaiah, the 22nd chapter, verse 22. That's Isaiah, the 22nd chapter, verse 22. And it says, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. The Lord is releasing keys in this season where you will have access to open and close doors, and close those that need to be shut and open those that needs to be closed, needs to be open. He is releasing authority into your hands to access heavenly kingdom doors in this season. Let me say that again. He is releasing authority into your hands to access heavenly kingdom doors in this season. We are called to use our keys of authority to bind and loose. Called to use the keys of authority to lock doors and to open doors. The Bible says in Matthew's, the 18th chapter, verse 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. I believe the Lord is saying, I have given you authority to open and close doors in your life, giving no access to the devil through the choices I have given you. Let me say that again. I believe the Lord is saying, I have given you authority to open and to close doors in your life, giving no access to the devil through your choices. So what are you saying? He give us choices. So whatever choices you make in this season would affect your season. So it's time that you get into agreement and ask the Holy Spirit to give you discernment of the Spirit to know what time and season that you're in, when to go, when not to go, when to move, when not to move. Because we're in that season where it's probable that we ask him for direction. The Bible says in James, the 4th chapter, verse 7. That's James, the 4th chapter, verse 7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So in this time and season, you need to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let's go to number 8, and this won't take me long. Number 8 represents new beginning. There are some new beginnings about to take place in your life today, meaning a new order or a creation is about to take place. Let me say that again. The number 8 represents new beginnings, meaning a new order or creation is about to take place. I sense the Lord is saying many of you will begin to see new beginnings take place. And you will begin to experience newness that you never seen before. I believe the Lord is saying, I will begin to take off the old man and begin to put on the new man, so you will be able to understand and experience the new order you are about to step into. In order to walk in newness, the old man must be taken off. So God is saying the old man got to be taken off in order for you to walk into the newness that he has for you. The Bible says in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 22 through 24. That's Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 22 through 24. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The mindset got to be changed. And that ye put on new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Let me read that again. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 22 through 24. That ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man. You got to put off that old conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. You got to get rid of that. and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mindset got to be changed. When your mindset began to change, you begin to think of the ways of the Lord. Your character began to come into alignment. This is when your mindset began to change from the old ways, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. True holiness. So let me say this in closing. Every word comes out of God's mouth is righteousness. And whatever he speaks in the truth and of righteousness, God cannot lie. When God speaks a word, get ready for God's word to manifest into your life. I believe today what God has given me is for you tonight. Every one of you that is out there and you is on this Zoom, take heed of what God is saying. Get your life into alignment according to the word of God. God wants to do a new thing in you in this new season. This is your season. You can claim this season because you have access to the Holy Spirit. And God wants you to come into alignment with his word. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, verse 8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward, meaning nothing are difficult, are perverse in them. Meaning all of his words are true. I believe the Lord is saying in closing, my people need to start believing what they read and what they say. You must come in agreement with what you believe in and trust God's word. We are in some critical times where we have to believe what comes out of our mouth and what we are reading, and we must trust that God's word will stand. And my last scripture is one of my favorite ones that I read all the time because it has blessed me so much and caused me to stay on that right track with the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path into peace. Well, I was getting ready to close, and I just heard the Holy Spirit read the prophecy one more time. So I'm going to read this prophecy one more time because God wants you to hear this prophecy. So I'm going to read it and I'm going to release myself, and my husband is coming on next. And here's what the word of the Lord says for 2022. Get my computer together. And here's the word of the Lord. The body of Christ are being purified in this new season, and a shifting is taking place. Those of you who desire not to change but stay in that old way of thinking will not be able to cross the Jordan River. I am doing a new thing in this season, and my glory will be known to those that seek me and stay in my covenant. The light is about to shine on those who have caused my children to go astray and teach ideology of their own belief. My hand will begin to shake those to the very core and cause an uprising among those who clutter together and steam up doctrine to fit their own beliefs. I am coming in like a whirlwind, and you will know that I am God. I have warned many of you, but you turn a deaf ear to my instructions. You choose to go the way of the world and connect yourself with ism and schism that sounds good to fit your standards. Those of you who seek to follow my ways and continue in righteousness will see my hand upon them, and I will show myself mightily in this season. And I want to say to you, thanks to God, when I was sitting talking to the Lord, he was speaking so tight, my hand couldn't type fast enough. I believe the Lord is about to do something mightily in this season. There's been a shaking, there's been a rattling, but now freedom is about to come. So get ready, thanks to God. God bless you. I hope you took notes. And if you need it, get the tape, get the CD, and God bless you. Love you. God bless.
Pray that many of you were blessed by that word. I was sitting there. I was blessed myself. First, giving honor to God as the head of all our lives, and to his son, Jesus Christ, and to the precious Holy Spirit, whom we all love. God bless Director Merrill. God bless Sister Patty. God bless Sister Kevin. God bless Sister Deborah. And God bless each and every one of the fivefold ministry gifts that are sitting here being watchmen or observing. Thank God for you in Jesus Christ's name. I want to share something with you. Many times I go places, I hear people say, I can't pray, or I can't dream. I want to pray a prayer of release that you can begin to dream prophetically. In the book of Acts chapter 2 and the book of Joel chapter 2, the Bible says that your young men shall dream dreams and your old men shall see visions. And how many of you believe the word of the Lord? God wants to show you nations. He wants to reveal direction and warnings. God wants to reveal purpose to you. God wants to show you things that that you never thought that you could hear or you could see. And that can come by the way of prophetic dreams and visions. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, on behalf of our generation line, and even as I pray myself, I renounce and repent for all of us who ever discounted or ignored God-giving dreams in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I repent for all who have believed and said these words, I never dreamed. Or God doesn't speak through dreams through me. Discouraged, and they are mocked, Father, and they feel that their dreams are shut down. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will break all these self-curses off of them that they have made in regard or have heard in regard to their dreams. And in the name of Jesus, I command all dream-blocking spirits to leave and go now to the feet of Jesus. I also command the fear of dreaming and all deception, including religious spirits and false prophecy, to leave and go to the feet of Jesus. Lord Jesus, will you now close all unrighteous doors that has been opened against dreams and visions? And Father, will you renounce all people who say, I don't believe in dreams and visions. Father, we invite you, your precious Holy Spirit, to infiltrate the gates of our dreams and our visions. Live in them and speak to us in the name of Jesus. Speak your truth in our dreams and visions. Speak your heart. Speak your mind, Father, to us in the name of Jesus Christ. And teach us to understand your promises in St. John 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. Will you now, Holy Father, please fulfill the promise, and everybody's here tonight who's watching, in regard to dreams and visions, will you now visit them as they sleep upon their beds? In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 All right. Let me start off by first saying that I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw that many people are being programmed to accept the Antichrist beast system. In the dream, I saw that many people are being programmed to accept the Antichrist beast system. And then many are in voluntary acceptance mode. In other words, many are readily accepting the system. And many are not hearkening to the sound of the trumpet. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 17, that's the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 17 of the Amplified Bible, the Bible says, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hear and obey the sound of the trumpet. Yes. But they said, we will not listen, nor will we obey. The word sound comes from the Hebrew word koli, K-O-L-E. It means obedience to a God-giving voice, obedience to a God-giving sound, obedience to a God-given noise. Turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 36. The book of St. Luke, chapter 21, verse 36 of the Amplified Bible. Yeshua demands that all believers be prophetic watchmen. The Bible says, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man, Yeshua Jesus. Look what the word of the Lord tells us. We are prophetic watchmen as believers. And we are to therefore watch and we are to pray always that we may be accounted worthy to escape those things which are coming even upon the earth. As a watchman, I want to teach tonight. I want to teach tonight and bring an awareness. I can't do nothing by myself. I need the Holy Spirit to help me. I want to bring an awareness tonight to every believer that's watching tonight. On January the 10th, 2022, I went into a general dollar store and I went to purchase a bottle of NyQuil, which claims to help relieve cold symptoms, non-prescription. And it's amazing to me, NyQuil has two new flavors. One flavor is called cherry. And the other new flavor is called Green Death. Green Death is another flavor that they are bringing now for NyQuil. The woman at the counter added up my purchases, but when it came to the NyQuil, she asked me for my birth date. I was standing there amazed. I'm a combat veteran and I'm ex-law enforcement officer, and you are asking me for my birth date to buy some NyQuil. My humble response to her was, for what? She then slammed the NyQuil to the side as if her body language was saying, no NyQuil as a result of no birth date. Her strange response to me was, people use NyQuil to make meth. My humble response to her was, I wouldn't know. My response to her again was, ma'am, America is being infiltrated by Marxist socialist ideologies that are trying to destroy our Christian heritage and freedoms. She looked at me as someone under mind control or under a spell by the New World Order handlers. With a lackadaisical smile, that said to me, sir, I am uninterested. After exiting the building or after exiting the store, a thought came into my mind, your birth date? And I began to say within myself, the beast system is forming and taking shape right before our eyes. Let me say that again. I said within myself, the Antichrist beast system is forming. It is not coming. It's forming and taking shape right before my eyes. I began to communicate with myself. Because you talk with yourself does not mean you're insane. And as I began to communicate with myself, I said, my birthday connects me with surveillance cameras. My birthday connects me with facial recognition, even racial profiling, with digital imagery database. My birthday connects me with me. Then I asked myself a question. What did I learn from the verbal exchange at the store, or what did I learn from that circumstance, or what did I learn from that confrontation? Here's what I learned. Number one, to evaluate our circumstances and our confrontations in light of God's word. Yes, evaluate our circumstances, our confrontations in light of God's word. The Bible should be the first source of information to discern the word of God in reference to circumstances and confrontation. The second thing I learned from that was, remember at times, our God will use people. Our God will use people to confirm his voice. We will encounter confrontational people who will distract us from hearing God's voice. God will at times use people to confirm his will through circumstances and through confrontations. How many of you know that God has a way to get your attention? That confrontation in the store gave me insight to present day end time Bible prophecy. On February 5th, I had another dream. And I had been praying about what to bring to Lake Hamilton. I had a dream of blue paper flying in the air. And while the blue paper was flying in the air, on the paper, it kept flying toward my face, was written the following scriptures. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 1 through 8. God used flying paper to give me instruction what to bring to Lake Hamilton tonight from that circumstance, from that confrontation. He gave me the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. I'm going to begin reading those scriptures from the Amplified Bible. In verse 1, I stood upon the sandy beach, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads. On his horns he had 10 royal crowns, diadems, and blasphemous titles and names on his head. Verse 2, and the beast that I saw resembled a leopard, but his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth was like the mouth of a lion. And to him the dragon gave his own might and power and his own throne and great dominion. In verse 3, and one of the heads seemed to have a deadly wound, but his death stroke was healed, and the whole earth went after the beast in amazement and admiration. Verse 4, they fell down and paid homage to the dragon, because he had bestowed on the beast all his dominion and authority. They also praised and worshiped the beast, exclaiming, who is a match for the beast, and who can make war against him? Verse 5, and the beast was given the power of speech, uttering, boasting, blasphemous words. And he was given freedom to exert his authority and his exercise, his will, during 42 months, which is 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth to speak slanders against God, verse 6, blaspheming his name and his abode, even vilifying those who live in heaven. Look at verse 7. He was further permitted to wage war on God's holy people. In other words, to persecute the saints and to overcome them. And power was given to him to extend his authority over every tribe, people and tongue and nation. Now the last verse, let's look at verse 8. And all the inhabitants of the earth will fall down in admiration and pay him homage. Everyone whose name has not been recorded in the book of life that was slain in sacrifice from the foundation of the world. I want to use as a subject two words. Sea beast. Sea beast. And when you think of a sea beast, you think of a marine animal, like a sea dragon or sea serpent or some type of sea creature. But notice in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, John says that he stands upon the sands of the sea and a hideous beast rises up from out of the sea. So a sea beast or a beast from the sea rose up out of the sea. Or a beast will come from out of the waters. The worksheet is symbolic language. In the Bible, representing the masses of humanity, of people, the sea and the waters. And let me give you that definition again. The word sea represents the humanity of people. In other words, here's a sea beast coming out of the masses of people. Or here is, comes a beast out of the masses of humanity. How many of you are with me here? Is that right? Or the humanity of people. Now, once again, the word sea is symbolic language in the Bible, representing the masses of humanity of people, the sea and the waters. In Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 15. Once again, the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 15 of the King James Bible. The Bible says, and he said to me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth. The waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. So the sea and the waters again represent people and multitudes and what? Nations and tongues. So here is a beast coming out of the waters, out of the multitudes of people, out of the multitude of humanity. Now, look at Revelation chapter 18, verse 9. The book of Revelation chapter 18, verse 9. Okay? In the King James, the Bible says, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. The Bible says, the whore that sitteth upon many waters, she is, the Bible calls her a whore who committed fornication. The word fornication means to intercourse or to make trade with other kings or to make trade with other nations. Okay? They shall lament for her when they see her, the smoke of her burning. In other words, this great whore that sits on many waters, she's going to have a judgment of fire. She is a whore because she has intercourse or because she has traded with other nations. The kings of the earth fornicated, traded with the whore. Now, Revelation chapter 18, verse 9 talks about an end time whore, an end time daughter of Babylon. Let me say that again. An end time daughter of Babylon that will be destroyed by a fiery judgment. The book of Revelation chapter 18 says it's going to happen in 1 hour. So now the whore again is symbolic of New York City. I'm using symbolic language. It's symbolic of the Statue of Liberty. This whore sitteth upon many waters. Now, this whore is also an idolatress. Okay? Let's go back to the Bible again. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. That's the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vows, and talked with me, and saying to me, come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now, remember now, the whore intercourse, she fornicated, she traded with other nations. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. The whore, there was great judgment is coming to the whore that sits upon many waters. The Statue of Liberty sits where? The Pacific Ocean, California. The Statue of Liberty on the East Coast, the Atlantic Ocean. The Gulf of Mexico, sitteth upon many waters. The five great lakes, she sitteth upon many waters, and she's going to be judged by a fiery judgment. Now let's go back to Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads, and how many horns? And 10 horns. Okay? And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. Once again, the sea beast will arise from out of the masses of humanity, out of the multitudes of people. In other words, this sea beast or this individual will come from among men and come from among people. This mysterious beast from out of the waters will be the Antichrist. This mysterious beast that comes from out of the waters will be the Antichrist arising from the masses of humanity. How many of you with me here? Okay. Now, in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, there is a sea beast, and that sea beast is called the Antichrist. Now, in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Now, there is a second beast, which is a land beast or an earth beast, and he's called the false prophet. Let's look at the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Then I saw another beast rise up out of the land, land beast, earth beast. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke and roared like what? A dragon. Okay? So we have a sea beast in Revelation 13 and 1. We have an earth beast, a land beast in Revelation chapter 13 and 11. Look what it says. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. Is that right? The false prophet. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like what? A dragon. Now, turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 13. Let's look at verse 4. The book of Revelation chapter 13. Let's look at verse 4. And we're going to talk about the sea beast, which is the Antichrist. The book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 4. They fell down and paid homage to the dragon, because he had bestowed on the beast, he had bestowed on the sea beast, all his dominion and authority. In other words, the dragon will give the sea beast his power. And many of you know who the dragon is. Is that right? In the book of Revelation chapter 12, it talks about that old serpent and the devil, and he's also called what? The great dragon. Is that correct? And look what it says in verse Revelation 13, 4. They also praise and worship the beast, exclaiming, who is a match for the beast and who can make war against him? Now, let me go through that so slowly, because I don't want to move too fast. In verse 4 of Revelation 13, they fell down and paid homage to the dragon, because he had bestowed on the beast what? Power and authority. He gave power and authority to the sea beast. And we see they worship, they praise and worship the beast. And we also see that the Antichrist, the sea beast, will be worshiped and he will be praised. Now, let's go back to the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 again. We see the word beast. The Greek word for beast is theraia. Why do I use Hebrew and Greek words? I'll tell you why. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The New Testament was written in the Greek. There are deeper meanings in Hebrew than there are in the English language. So we see here in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, a beast, and the Greek word is therion, and therion means a wild beast. Therion means an animal. Therion means a venomous wild beast or a poisonous wild beast. And here's another definition of therion, a dangerous animal. So the Antichrist, the sea beast, will be like a wild beast. He will be like an animal, a dangerous animal. He will be like a venomous or a poisonous beast. Now let's give a metaphor here. A metaphor is the sea beast or the Antichrist will be a brutal, bestial man. Now, what's a bestial man? A bestial man is a beast man. Is that right? He will be a brutal, bestial man. He will be savage. He will be ferocious. And he will be a man that will be fierce to deal with, because he received his power and his dominion and authority from the dragon. There's a precious woman that used to be at Lake Hamilton, and I used to love all her tapes. Her name is Sister Mildred Coffey. Sister Mildred Coffey. She made a tape that really blessed my heart. She said that she talked about a rise of demonic beast spirits in the earth realm. Let me say that again. She talked about a rise of demonic beast spirits that will be with and in me. Now, this is what she said. These demonic beast spirits will be with and in men that will manifest a beast-type nature. And she said about how King Nebuchadnezzar, because of his rebellion, he shapeshifted into a bestial man or into a beast man. And Sister Mildred Coffey, she said in her tape, that these are the kind of manifestations that we're going to see in the end time, men and women with beast-type natures. And she gave the illustration of King Nebuchadnezzar, how because of rebellion, he shapeshifted into a beast. So here we are again, Revelation chapter 13, 1. I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. I saw the Antichrist rise up out of the masses of humanity, out of the masses of people. And we saw in verse 4 of Revelation 13 that the Antichrist will receive his dominion and his power from the dragon. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. And I'm coming from the King James. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying this teaching myself. In verse 1, it says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." We were in that time. Verse 2, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy." Verse 3, "Without natural affection," don't love nobody, "without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce," look at that word, "fierce, and despisers of those that are good." When we look at the word "fierce," it comes from a Greek word, anemeros. And that word "fierce" means, anemeros, mean that we will see manifestations of people who are not tamed. Savage. Manifestations of people in these last days. Beastly. Bestial. A beast nature. Fierce. Violently out of control. And this is what we're seeing now. So one of the signs of the end time will be manifestation of beast spirits and beast-type nature. And Sister Mildred Coffey was right when she ministered through that tape at Lake Hamilton about the beast spirits manifesting in the end times. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's look at verse 32. Verse 32 of the King James Bible. Once again, verse 32 of the King James Bible. The Apostle Paul said, "If after the manner of men, I fought with beasts at Ephesus."
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and LHBConline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.